Skills Practice 8. Exercise 4, page 127. Conversation 1.
Are you helping out at the food bank this weekend, Becky? I haven't seen you for a few weeks.
Yeah, I've been revising for my exams, Harry. But I finished the last one yesterday, so you will definitely have the pleasure of my company on Saturday morning.
That's a relief. We've been short-handed recently, and the number of people coming in for food has been amazing. There have been loads, and we ran out of supplies last week and had to close early. I felt really bad for all those who came in and we had nothing to offer.
What about the food bank in Heaton Road near the leisure centre? It's a lot bigger than ours, and they often have more supplies.
Yeah, I redirected people there, but I heard later on that they had run out of food too.
It's becoming a real crisis. We ought to promote food banks more. I mean, I know we have those places in supermarkets where shoppers can donate, but they're often hidden away behind the checkout after people have done all their shopping. Most people only remember that they're there when they've paid for everything and can't go back.
That's a good point. I think I'm going to make a poster that supermarkets can put up at the entrance, just to remind shoppers about the collection for the food bank. If they're reminded at the beginning, they're more likely to throw something extra in when they're wandering the aisles.
Conversation 2.
Well, it's a beautiful day to do some shopping, Tom. I'm glad you asked me to come with you.
It was pouring down yesterday, though, Laura, and very cold for March. Mind you, it's spring, and the weather can be very changeable at this time of year. Hey, look at that homeless man over there. It's so sad, and everyone is just walking by. Can't they see he needs help? Just a few coins would be enough. It's not like they have to take him to a shelter or give him a job.
Yeah, and it's in stark contrast to all the people coming out of the department store with bags and bags of stuff they've bought and probably don't need. It makes me so angry. Don't they feel ashamed as they're walking past him?
Paying by plastic doesn't help these days either. If we always pay by debit or credit card, we never have any change to give. In the old days, we always had some coins in our pockets.
We should all carry around some cash because you never know what might happen. We might be mugged or lose our cards, or they might even not work. It's happened to me once in a shop, and it was really embarrassing as I didn't have any money to pay with. I had to put everything back, leave the shop and go home. I've never been back there since, but nowadays I have some change on me at all times. Come on, let's give the man something.